to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Engel, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Week 11 is here. First game was Thursday night, Titans and Steelers. Wow. Over the next hours, we will go over every game left on the docket. Very excited to talk about it with all of you.
Yeah, and we're also going to play that culturally biased game, is Mike Florio lying?
At least Mike Florio's up this morning.
Says a college graduate.
We're playing that culturally biased. Instead of making them culturally biased questions, he need to come up here and do something with this fish that he asked for 3 months ago, and he ain't touched it since.
Yeah, just keep him alive to week 14.
I have a feeling
they can live about a year, the betas.
After, like, the day after week 14, like the Tuesday after, Matt Wadiga is going to take this fish and just crush it.
he's that kind of person.
You going to eat the fish, Scott?
What?
Matt said he's going to make you eat the fish.
It depends. Is it a salmon? I don't think it is. It's a beta.
I feel like he's just going to like try to shove it down your throat.
Yeah. That probably wouldn't happen. He's a lot of talk.
Yeah. Scott Engel, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good this morning because I had Antonio Brown in two leagues. But,
nice.
You know, that doesn't mean I've won my game yet. So, but look, true. You know, that's good whether it happens on Sunday night or Thursday night.
That's a nice outfit on, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
Are you going somewhere day shift?
What?
That's his day shift sweater.
Scouting the schedules.
Got to do different type of fantasy schedule analysis. Yes.
Matt Wadiga, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm ready. Week 11. You know, the weeks are fading away rapidly. So, you know, last night, Ben, AB, you're a happy person.
There you go. Ben and AB obviously got the job done on Thursday night. This past Thursday, Ben Roethlisberger throws for 4 touchdown passes, 3 of which go to Antonio Brown. The 4th, of course, to Jesse James. Le'Veon Bell's touchdown was taken off the board. As good as Big Ben was, that's how not so good Marcus Mariota was, Scott.
Yeah. Love the Madden-style angle, which really showed you how much he overthrew. The first interception and just no anticipation on at least 2 of the others where a very good anticipating Steeler defense and secondary, which makes them, I think, a real threat to the Patriots in the AFC. You know, they just jumped the routes.
The one thing Mariota did do well last night was preventing those interceptions from becoming touchdowns.
Right. They didn't Elliot them, yeah.
That's true. Mariota actually hustled, man. He hustled
every time.
So that was cool. It was a nice job by them. The schedule gets much easier for the Titans, but it was clear, at least for me on Thursday night, that they are not in the class of the upper echelon. They're still working their way toward that. When we come back, we'll start going over the games from this week, and we'll try to figure out what to expect, what we're looking for, what we're watching for, and what we expect. We'll talk about it next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We're back with you here on the Roto Experts. Happy to be with you here today.
Happy to be here, Mr. Sussman.
Yeah, I am. I'm glad you are
on a Friday. You know what I'm saying? So we got it going. We got it rolling on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
I need to tinkle. Okay. But
that's not. Please not in here.
No. Not,
please not the fishbowl.
It would probably help here.
I'm about
cause.
To say it's, it looks
it'll
like
kill all the germs.
I have a solo like, cup for you.
Yeah, let me not go there. So I feel pretty good about what we got coming up. You know what I'm saying? Week 11 of the season, I got some teams in good position to strike. You feel what I'm saying? The team where I'm not gonna have a quarterback this week. I got 42 fantasy points from my man Antonio Brown. Shout out to AB for coming up big for me last night because he knew I didn't have a quarterback. You feel what I'm saying? See, me and AB is not like me and Crowell. You feel what I'm saying?
It's not where the person I thought
no,
you were going
to
say.
No. It's not working like that. So, shout out to
Crowell's
AB.
Crowell's picked up recently.
Yeah, he has. Shout out to AB. Shout out to Big Ben. And I feel pretty good about what I have coming up this week. I had a league where I left Rashard Matthews on the bench. Playing against Andy Saxton, you feel what I'm saying? So
I'm sure Andy
happy about that. Yes,
but you won't get a quarterback tonight in that league, right?
Huh? Yeah, I'm gonna try to. You feel what I'm saying?
You can still trade for one.
No, it's not. It's a
no trade.
No
said,
trade
yeah,
league,
yeah.
Scott. No by trade.
Pro
league, Scott.
By the way,
yeah, it's pro circuit, Scott.
Did you
yeah,
read?
It's where you don't run at.
Did you read that the Jacksonville secondary,
the guy who's like behind me in both
that,
leagues
talking? The Jacksonville secondary has a nickname.
Oh, they got a nickname
Cat
now.
Fever.
Yeah, it's what? Not, and it's not Cat Scratch Fever. A real nickname, us. Yeah.
I won't recognize.
Thank
that.
You. The Jaguars like Twitter like retweeted people doing it. The secondary is now called the Jackson Five.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. those are both musical references. You got the Jackson Five, and Cat Scratch Fever was a Ted Nugent too.
Yeah. I'm annoyed with how good it is.
Yeah.
Right? I wish I didn't like
they
it.
They got
much.
A couple good ones. I mean, that yeah. Jackson 5, yeah. Saxonville.
Yeah. They've changed their Twitter to Saxonville.
Really?
I thought Saxonville was where Andy Saxon lived.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have a pretty good Twitter. They gave a dilly dilly to the Pittsburgh Steelers last night for knocking off their
I don't like
division
it
rivals.
I'm so out on dilly
dilly. The dilly dilly thing
was,
is getting played out.
I was way back too watching that out. Game and I was going to my wife and go, I think he just said dilly dilly, and she was like, "Nah, you're hearing things."
Dilly dilly is like years ago. Remember that those commercials was
yeah.
Remember that?
It's
dilly?
Exactly
it
what
became
it is.
Played out. Quickly.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I just and you know what the first Super Bowl commercial is going to be the dilly dilly commercial. You know
of
that?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. A new one. Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it when it first came out, but I find myself saying it when I like just
what is it even mean or
it doesn't mean
has
anything.
No meaning.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Just made it up.
I don't. The thing is, I don't find myself saying it.
I thought you'd like it.
Somebody pointed out to me. I saw the commercial. Like, oh, that's funny. I don't get the pop culture phenomenon.
No, I don't get it either. You know what I'm saying? But I don't run in those circles.
I thought Scott would appreciate it because he's a friend of the
You don't
firm.
Run in beer drinking circles?
Yeah, I do
run
appreciate
in
that.
Circles, but
you know what, though? He's right, though. Like, being the king, like, I get a lot of dilly-dilly now on Twitter. You know, dilly-dilly, king, answer this, you know.
I mean, like...
not trending on Twitter.
You know what you can dilly, Scott?
Yeah. That's a little dilly.
You shouldn't have did that. That's why we get in trouble, Scott.
You started it.
So you're supposed to say, yeah. You're supposed to say what? Then I was going to say, I'm not going to say it. And then then everybody's fine. But when he does that, you feel what I'm saying? That's how it happens. But you've been doing this long enough, Scott.
Once,
you should know
once
better.
Once again, you didn't provide a rundown on this.
I
that
was too
was
busy.
Good.
That was a good one, Scott.
That was a good one.
I was too busy sleeping.
We audible.
Pit of misery. For you. There you go. Jacksonville.
Or Corey in the GST. Pit of misery. 2 years in a row.
Keep it up. But don't worry. I'm going to make them cry before the show is over.
Why,
Jacksonville. Jacksonville. The Jackson 5. They face off against the Cleveland Browns here this week in Cleveland. Now, I'm not talking about D.D. Westbrook because I don't care about D.D. Westbrook.
I don't care about
Frank Stample either. So
D.D. Westbrook thing is wild.
Wild. It's whack, man. So I'm done with that. What I do care about is what can Marquise Lee give me this week? Marquise Lee, we talked about a lot of all the show today.
I just traded for him in the GST. NFFC Hall of Fame because of Carolina.
We've talked a lot about this, right? These wide receiver threes on the show, Devontae Parker, Rashard Matthews. Marquise Lee is in that kind of conversation as well. What do you expect of Marquise Lee this Sunday, Matt?
I'm just hoping as long as the targets are there, he's been one of the guys that I guess a lot of people don't look at because he plays for Jacksonville,
sure.
The Blake Bortles connection. But he gets targets every week, receptions every week, yardage. He had an idiotic penalty last week that you can't, but I did trade Joe Mixon and Cooper Kupp for Mark Easley and Brendan LaFell. I needed a receiver.
Look, is the Blake Bortles connection so bad, Greg? He's going for his fourth game in a row with 250-plus passing yards, and Mark Easley is going for his third game in a row with a touchdown reception. So, you know, there's something to be said about the recent momentum here.
If you get a reference to Mike Florio tweets, please give him credit.
That connection's real. It's absolutely real. Here's what I am concerned about when it comes to Jacksonville this week, and that's Leonard Fournette. This ankle injury has been bothering him all week. They benched him for an entire quarter. I know the carries were ultimately there. I said this to Corey a moment ago. I believe Leonard Fournette is trending in the wrong direction. A rookie wall for a guy in the SEC who's had some injury issues, I think there's legit concern when it comes to Lenny Fournette.
Yeah, I think it's legit concern. You know, you would think that obviously he's already played in a professional environment playing in the SEC. But like you said, he got banged up there. I think it could be a little bit of rookie wall. I think it could be a little bit dealing with this ankle injury also. I'm not buying Mitch and Pitcher Day. I never bought that.
You were right about that. You said he's probably still injured, and it seems like he really is. I mean, it's just a thing. What do you do Sunday? You have to, if he's active, you got to play Fournette.
No, you got to put him out there if he's active, no doubt.
They're going to move the ball. He's going to get red zone chances. Leonard Fournette leads all NFL rookies with 6 rushing touchdowns.
What you're hoping for Sunday is the game that DeMarco Murray had last week, like Leonard Fournette has
exactly now. Exactly, yes.
That'd be nice.
That'd be really nice. On the other side, Isaiah Crowell, Scott, you just pointed out, he's a little bit better in the last 2 weeks. Does that continue against Jacksonville?
Yeah, he's averaging 106.5 scrimmage yards per game in his last two, and he's aiming for his third his third game in a row with a rushing TD. Now, you look at the overall numbers for the year, and Jacksonville was vulnerable to the rush, but they picked up Marcel Darius, as you've been talking about.
Yep.
You've been the guy who's been all over that, Greg. And it's going to be very, very tough. The offensive line doesn't have Joe Thomas, etc. It's not looking up for Crowell this week. But look, he did have a good game against Minnesota when nobody expected it, because I believe he's caught at least 4 passes in each of the last 2 games.
And he's dealing with a little bit of a shoulder injury, but it doesn't seem like it's going to stop.
No, it doesn't ultimately seem like it's going to stop.
In a lot of cases, people are going to have to roll him out there, though.
Well, that was the question. Do you roll him out there?
I have him in a couple of leagues in my starting lineup. I really don't have a choice. So.
You're playing him. You're playing Duke. You're not playing Corey Coleman, right? His first game back?
I'm not.
I wouldn't go at that. No, not yet.
Okay.
But Duke Johnson, though, is a consideration.
I love DJJ.
Yeah.
He's
second among AFC running backs with 42 catches.
Wow, who's one?
I don't know who one is, but I know he's two. I know he's two, though. And he's only one of 2 running backs that have 300 receiving yards and 200 rushing yards.
My guess is it would be
And the other one is Kareem Hunt.
I would say Le'Veon.
It was Kareem Hunt.
Oh, it's Kareem Hunt. Yeah. Number one is Kareem Hunt. Very good, Scott.
Yeah.
Might be changing this week. Bell had 9 catches last night.
Yeah.
He did,
Wow. Mm-hmm. That Bell is a beast.
Yeah, he is. He's very good at football, Le'Veon Bell.
I hope he stays that way for a long time, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's time for him to get his bag, too, right? Yeah, it's time for him to get paid.
Mm-hmm. He's franchised, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's time for him to get paid.
It's crazy. I was like looking at reception leaders just to take a look. I know Christian McCaffrey, I knew he was number one with running backs in the NFC. Le'Veon Bell now number 2 after last night's performance. Uh-huh.
And then Duke would be number 3, right? Yeah.
In the AFC. What? AFC only. Yeah. Where is Kareem?
Yeah, but James White. Doesn't James White have like 46?
By the way, Kareem Hunt is not here.
Yeah,
it was the other stat. I said there were 2 AFC running backs that have 300 receiving yards and 200 rushing yards. They are Kareem Hunt and Duke Johnson.
James White is the number 1 AFC running back when you don't count
Duke
Le'Veon
number
Bell.
2.
Oh, Jimmy White.
Keep getting pushed back.
And then Duke Johnson is number 2 AFC-wise. Duke Johnson, by the way, is also behind Carlos Hyde in the NFC as well. It's my guy, Carlos Hyde. By the way, also, it was crazy. I'm looking at the top 10 in receptions right now. Do you know who number 10 is? You don't, so I'm going to tell you. Number 10 in receptions overall on the season in the NFL?
Chris McCaffrey.
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle.
Right,
Jackie.
Jackie
D. Jackie.
Jackie
D.
Yeah. How about that?
And that's what I'm going to owe you for, right, Matt? Doyle versus Ebron?
No, I put the kibosh on.
Oh, yeah, when Luck. That's right.
Because of Luck.
Ooh, I escaped. I'd have been like Scott. You know what I'm saying?
I need Philip Rivers to go down again.
By the way, Seth Wickersham and the guys over at Outside the Lines just tweeted this out. Jerry Jones to Roger Goodell after Ezekiel Elliott was suspended. If you think Bob Kraft came after you hard, Bob Kraft is a P word compared to what I'm going to do.
Good for him. Good for Jerry.
Maybe he lays hands on
him. Yeah, I'm talking about cats, yeah.
More game breakdown next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
I believe this is not a Smashing Pumpkins.
No, this is some kind of generic hip-hop. From like a cheerleader movie. You know what I'm saying?
Like Bring It On Again 4.
Yeah, like Bring It On 17.
Drumline 5.
The original Drumline was good. Nick Cannon. Shout out to Nick Cannon.
That was really good.
Yeah.
The original Drumline.
What's Nick Cannon at now? Oh, he back on Wildin' Out, right?
Yeah.
He got the Wildin' Out thing going again. DC Young Fly.
Do you think Mariah made him sign a prenup?
I think he's done well for himself even without Mariah.
I don't think she did.
He's multi-talented. I mean, he can do the acting thing. He can do the... He's like the new Will Smith, except he ain't, you know...
Yes, talented.
I don't think he... except I was like... never mind. And don't look at my hands. You think he's as talented as Will Smith?
No, I thought he was always going to be bigger than he was in the canon. It just never happened for him. Like, he still looks Wildin' Out. It's not like...
That's true.
He's starting a blockbuster movie here.
He should have, but he probably have some blockbuster movies coming. Nick Cannon probably, don't he host something on NBC?
He used to host America's Got Talent. I'm fired from that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, but besides I Am Legend and The Fresh Prince, that's what I really liked.
Will Smith.
I'm not, I don't like where he's on the board.
I liked him in Independence Day.
That movie was terrible. Yeah. I still don't understand how people like that
he
movie.
He was good in Men in Black 1.
Other people like different things than you. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Now he's got to lecture you, Matt, on when he likes something that
no, it's when people say, I can't understand how other people like it, it's because people have different tastes. What you think is trash, somebody else thinks is gold.
If we was to compare Nick Cannon to somebody in fantasy this year, who would it be?
Marquez Lee.
Who?
Marquez Lee.
I think he's more talented than Marquez Lee. Right. Would he be
Rashard Matthews?
T.Y. Hilton?
He's boom or bust?
I don't think he
has road splits?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he have the ability to be T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's too high.
That's interesting.
Martavis Bryant's been invisible though.
Bryant has not had.
What about
Golden? Nah, he's not consistent enough to be Golden Tate.
What about like Ted Ginn?
I think he's more
Marquez Lee. I think he's
Tyler Lockett.
He's got talent.
Tyler Lockett is low down to play.
Let's just name a Seahawk.
I know, right?
That was like the sixth one I named, but we're not going to name a Giant because none of them are relevant, really.
Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard are way more relevant.
Odell Beckham's injured.
Is Sterling Shepard more relevant than Tyler Lockett?
Probably.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but okay. Okay, like two. Yeah.
Two what?
Yeah, two Giants irrelevant.
Well, Evan Ingram's pretty relevant.
Yeah. Not in the standings, they aren't.
Evan Ingram's pretty relevant.
The standings are not relevant.
maybe. Oh, I know. Nick Cannon is shady. Shady McCoy.
Let's move on.
I don't know. I mean, it's just generic hip hop.
Let's move on.
I'm gonna let it slide.
I don't care if you do or you don't.
I'm gonna let it slide.
I don't care if you do or you don't.
Before the show is over, I'm gonna make you cry.
Yeah? What are you gonna do? You gonna take off your shirt or something?
Sorry, it was funny. Chicago and Detroit this week, gentlemen. What were you expecting, man? A lot of people talk about Amir Abdullah this week. Are you in on Amir Abdullah, Corey?
No. Yeah, I think
really?
You can.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a starting running back. You feel what I mean? At this point in the season, even with four teams on bye, he's a starting running back. I think the question is, would you rather play Amir Abdullah or Theo Riddick?
Theo Riddick, as I pointed out yesterday, the last five weeks has outplayed Amir Abdullah. And I think the common man would think Amir Abdullah has been better.
I'm going to Abdullah. I just don't think Riddick's a thing.
You know, he keeps putting up double-digit points, but he's not a thing.
The guy gets like 12 receiving yards in a game. You know, he got saved by a touchdown. You know,
saved by a touchdown. How many touchdowns has he scored in the last 5 weeks?
In the last 5 weeks? Who?
He's put up Riddick? Double-digit points.
I'm going to pull up the game log so we can have this debate.
And now, Scott, now here's the thing, Scott. Scott, you're putting up the game log. Matt's just talking off the top of his head. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be an origami time conversation.
You the argument,
you're going to end up apologizing.
Add the points between the last 5 weeks, Abdullah, who everybody is going to always say, Abdullah versus Theo Riddick.
You're going to end up apologizing, Scott, like, oh, you guys are right. You know what I'm saying? You're going to end up saying that.
When I'm wrong, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to end up saying that again, Scott. You're going to end up saying that again. Again and again and again.
What's that, O.J. Howard? Let's see. 2 touchdown receptions this year, 12 receiving yards last week. No games above 50 yards.
Okay. How many rushing games does Amir Abdullah have?
Amir Abdullah is like going for a third straight game with a rushing touchdown. I think Abdullah's coming on. I'm not into Riddick. I'm just not. 3 catches for 12 yards last week.
You are pass catching your back. Bias.
2 catches. I like
Chris Thompson.
You keep saying that. You keep saying that. You're wrong. I like Chris Thompson. I like Alvin Kamara. I like Duke Johnson. That you're wrong on.
I could go such a different way, baby.
Go ahead. It's fine. 1 catch for 8 yards. 3 catch for 12 yards.
Add up the points the last 5 weeks. See what Theo Riddick's done. Stop reading off the
31 catches for 278 yards and 2 touchdowns. The guy's overrated. Yeah.
Minnesota and Los Angeles this week.
They playing the game in L.A.?
They're playing the game in Minnesota.
I said in Minnesota. That sucks.
I think Minnesota makes a statement here. I've been on the Minnesota bandwagon, no doubt. But if it's a home game, I think they make a statement here.
That's in Minnesota this weekend, and you can be in Minnesota later this year if you go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. We have wonderful information at the website to learn how to become a bone marrow donor. We'll talk to a guest from DKMS coming up on the BFFs. And make sure you go there. You swab your cheeks. You'll send it in. Ultimately, you could save somebody's life.
Why does he got to do that?
Can I read the read, both of you?
Sorry,
thank
Scott.
You.
Sorry, Mr. Sussman.
So, DKMS... Please, go to the website, you swab your cheeks, and ultimately you can save someone's life. It's extremely, extremely important to become a bone marrow donor. It doesn't hurt. It's just a process. So please, check it out. You can go to Minnesota if you participate in the DKMS free roll over on a DFS website. What you got to do is head to the bottom of the page, click the link. When you do, you'll go to a DFS website. You win any of the first 16 weeks. You qualify for week 17. You win week 17. You head to Minnesota. You go to the big game.
And maybe use Stephon Diggs this week because in his last 3 home games, 4 touchdown receptions.
Oh, look at that, Scott. Yeah. That's a nice nugget.
That's a nice little nugget.
You get 2 gold stars.
We'll find out. We'll find out if Case.
Wait, which one is the teacher? I don't get it.
Helmet sticker.
We'll find out if Case Keenum will be the quarterback all game long for that one. But the big question all week, the biggest question we have had all week, I need to answer it one final time here on the Roto Experts. What do you do about Robert Woods in Week 11? Round the table, Matt Modica.
Without knowing if Xavier Woods is going to be... I have to play him. He's been too good.
Have to play him. King.
I think it depends on your options. For me, he's on that wide receiver 4 cusp this week.
Wide receiver 4 cusp. You don't have to play him.
Right.
Corey?
Unless we can figure out some kind of news on what the situation is, if we find out before Sunday that Xavier Rhodes is going to be exclusively on Robert Woods, you sit him.
Yeah, that's the only caveat I'll add.
If we don't have the information, you got to start him and keep your fingers crossed.
By the way, that contract extension for Larry Fitzgerald is now official. He'll be back in 2018, signing a 1-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, and just to point out about Robert Woods, as I heard, on Best Friends Forever.
Woo!
You know, maybe McVay. I think it might have been Florio or I forget who.
That wasn't me.
But McVay's creative enough to move him around. It's not going to be one of those situations where it's just one-on-one with Rhodes.
Yep. In his last four road games, Jared Goff has 10 touchdowns and no interceptions. In his last two games, 300 yards and no interceptions. If he goes 300-0 again this week, he's only the second player in NFL history to do that in three consecutive games. The other is Tom Brady.
He throws two picks this week.
Right. So they definitely have the quarterback advantage this week for sure.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So it's talking. There you go. Rams and Vikings, one of the more anticipated games of Sunday. Greg Olsen will be in the house announcing the game, which does not make the Vikings very happy.
No, I think that's kind of awkward, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because now he got like a little
inside.
Do they
have the Vikings on the
schedule? But they he's not going to do like every other thing that they do as far as like the meetings and stuff like that. So I guess he's just going to be in the booth.
Exactly. He's not going to be able to walk through. He's not going to sit in for the meetings, as you said, the pre-production meetings. He'll just be in the booth. I believe Carolina plays Minnesota week 14.
That's a disadvantage as a broadcaster in terms of gaining your insight, too.
I mean, it's okay. It's Greg Olsen. He's not like
he got a job, Scott.
It's
a tight end.
He's well paid.
What about after his career, though? That's what he's obviously aiming for.
Right, but he doesn't even
need to be inside that atmosphere now. That's not fair.
It doesn't help his prep or his insight if he's not in that atmosphere.
But he can't go. He plays the team in 2 weeks.
I understand, but what I'm saying is because that it becomes a disadvantage for him too as a broadcaster.
But ultimately, they paired him with a better one of the better teams that they have because they didn't want to put him with like Dick Stockton and be like, oh.
Dick Stockton
used to be really good.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
Yeah, he's a really good NBA announcer back in the
40 years ago.
I can't do Dick Stockton.
Dick Stockton doesn't know the difference between a Corey Davis and a Mike Davis. Not to be mean, but it's true. I've seen it. All right, let's continue on. Let's talk about Larry Fitzgerald. Let's talk about Houston versus Arizona. Blaine Gabbert! Tom Savage!
The toilet bowl.
Let's do it, guys. You start Larry Fitzgerald. You start DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah,
what kind of game are you expecting from Adrian Peterson?
Adrian Peterson's probably going to get at least 25 carries this game. You have to play him. You know, just volume. Just volume alone. I mean, hopefully Andre Ellington doesn't steal that touchdown from him, though.
There you go. One more game I want to hit on before the break. That is Denver and Cincinnati. Do you think AJ Green is a nice game this week, Corey? Or no flies don't hit him?
I think AJ needs one. I'm not tripping off the no fly zone.
All right, Oakland and New England. Last one for you, Scott. Is this high power? Is this a high scoring, powerful offensive juggernaut?
Vegas says it is.
Does that mean
it is? Vegas is usually pretty on point.
So the King says it is in Mexico City.
Bigfoot,
Jared Cook. We take a break. We'll close the computers. Is Mike lying? Next. Woo.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Tom Savage.
Here we go. Remember, if you're thinking of trying DFS this weekend, you head to Fantasy Factor. It is a perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and simply entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. It's free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. We'll try this again, since it fell so epically last week. Michael Florio, welcome back.
What's up, guys? Good to be back.
There you go.
There you go.
My BFF, Mike Florio, excited to talk with you today, talk to our friends, our listeners, our watchers on BFF. So I'm excited to see you. But first, I'm excited to play a little Is Mike Lying with you.
Let's do it.
All right. Matt Modica, I just assume you're the defending champion.
Yes, I am.
Going to go last today, which means the King is up first. Hit the music, Donnie Burns, and let's play Is Mike Lying?
Alex Smith has the highest completion percentage in the league.
True.
True, says the king.
True.
I will say false.
I will say false as well.
This is false. One QB has a higher completion rate.
Higher completion rate than Alex Smith. One guy.
Jared Goff.
That's a good guess, guy.
No.
That was a good guess, though. I like that. That was a good guess.
Is he active?
Yes, it's all active.
That's like a fair question to me.
I mean, Deshaun Watson is hurt.
It's fair. Oh, okay. I was being serious.
My guess is I'm going to find. I got two guys. Russell Wilson.
No.
I will go with Carson Wentz.
I don't like this Florio kid. I don't like him.
Me neither. But we got to play the game.
That's just mean.
And he idolizes Greggy. You too.
Greggy, that is incorrect.
Thank you.
Would you say Carson?
I said Carson Wentz.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
All right, go around one more time. Let's try to do it again.
Matthew Stafford?
No.
Dak Prescott?
That's my other guess.
No.
Oh. No. That was
wasn't sacks absorbed.
I will then... completion percentage. I will go... This is amazing. This is right. This is crazy.
I hope it's not right if you're about to say what I think you're about to say.
I have two guesses now that I want to say. Completion percentage. I'm going to say Eli Manning.
No, that'd be something.
TFP? TFP makes more sense.
Is it TFP?
Florio!
Wake up!
Oh, I didn't hear
Matt.
Brady! Tom Brady!
He said Tom Brady, Florio.
No.
That's a quarterback for the Patriots.
Is game manager Drew Brees.
Game manager Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Nice, right. Nice call right there.
A point for myself, point for Matt Modica. Question number two.
Christian McCaffrey was the most targeted running back in week 10.
Christian McCaffrey, CMC, was the most targeted running back in week 10. False.
Oh, boy. True.
False.
True.
It was false. He had 7 targets. Two running backs had more.
I thought he had 11 targets last week.
You get the first guess.
You do.
Austin Eckler.
No.
Oh, good. You know what?
Confident.
Ridiculous.
Confident with the Austin Eckler.
I was going that
way. This is all according to Fantasy Pros, too, by the way.
Why did I think Christian McCaffrey had 11 targets last week? Maybe that was 2 weeks ago he had 11 targets.
He only caught 3 passes.
Oh, it was 2 weeks ago that he caught 11 targets. My bad! All right. I will go with... Who had a lot of targets this past week? Was it... I don't know, man. DeMarco Murray?
No.
Carlos Hyde?
No.
Mm-mm.
Duke Johnson?
No.
All right. I didn't watch too much football in week 10. I was enhanced. I was enhanced all weekend. I'm trying to think who could have possibly had more targets. I mean, more...
Yeah, targets.
Targets. Let's go with Carlos Hyde.
So you just said that.
Sorry, my bad.
You still enhanced?
I'm still enhanced. Oh, man. Darn it. Jimmy White.
Darn it.
No.
It seemed like a good guess. When it was all said and done, it seemed like actually a pretty good guess.
Never mind. Go ahead now.
I will go in week 10. That's my guess isn't right then. I'm going to go with... this is so annoyingly hard. Melvin Gordon.
Said that already.
You said Austin Eckler.
Oh, okay.
Different charger.
Correct.
What? Boom!
You got one more?
No, he said he got it right. I don't understand this.
I thought there was two of them, you said.
There's one more.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Burkhead.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Charles Sims.
No.
What was the answer?
T.J. Yeldon.
I thought about that, too. All right. There you go. So I pulled the Melvin Gordon one out.
Good job.
I tie Matt Modica here with 2 points. Scotty has one. Corey with zero. As we
I got
on.
That right, MF. What are you talking about? I got false.
No, Scott has zero. Corey has
right.
one.
I said, well, yeah. I apologize.
That's better quietly.
And notice I'm not whining about it either.
question number three, please.
Sorry, Mrs. Sussman.
Since week seven, Alvin Kamara leads all running backs in points and PPR scoring.
Ooh. True.
This is over the last month.
Oh, is it to me?
Yes. I said true.
I say false.
True.
I'm going to go false. It's going to be interesting.
Greg takes the lead.
Oh, that's true. Wow.
I
that's
get
true.
On the board.
Get on the board, Scott. Nice job. Yeah. There we go. Question number four, Matt Modica.
That's good right there.
According to Uber Facts, the average pasta serving
the average
serving
what?
Size is over
oh, pasta.
Pasta serving gotcha. Size is over 500% larger than what's recommended.
True.
Culturally biased.
You don't eat pasta?
Nah, I eat pasta all the time. Had some last night.
It's true or false?
Oh, it's false.
True.
Point for the exec.
Whoa!
Wow.
It's only
the rare Uber facts false.
Question number five, please, Mike.
Vernon Davis was the only tight end with double-digit targets last week.
Ooh. False.
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 True.
No! He said true. He knows it.
It's true.
Yeah, he knew that one. He said it so confidently. It was so frustrating. Question number seven. Or number six, sorry.
Tied, me and you?
Yep, scores are 3-3 for Greg and Matt, 2 for Corey, 1 for Scott.
Culturally biased.
Question number six, bro. Please.
Since week seven, Doug Baldwin leads all wide receivers in points in PPR scoring.
And what question is it?
This is question number six. It's your question.
It's my question?
It's your question.
Well, can you repeat the question, Florio?
Doug Baldwin, this is week seven. Doug Baldwin leads PBR wide receivers.
I want Florio. I'm
trying to save time here.
Okay, yeah. All right. The answer to that question is false.
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 It is false. He is second. One wide receiver has more points than that span. And taking out last night.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's either one or two people.
It's not the guy I say.
Oh, my goodness. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's a good one, but I don't think
that is correct.
Yeah, it's correct. Corey, they're going to push today.
It's D-Hop.
Yeah.
The other one is probably Golden Tate.
Actually, I was going to say T.Y. Hilton because he had that monster blow up.
Oh, that's true. He did have that.
But anyway, it was DeAndre
Robert
Hopkins.
Woods was a possibility.
Robert Woods was definitely a possibility. Yeah. But it was DeAndre Hopkins. Nice job.
All right, so let's go.
Robert Woods was third, I believe.
There you go. Question number seven, please.
Tevin Coleman has more rushing yards this season than Marshawn Lynch.
True.
I'll go true as well.
False.
True.
It is true. Still a three-way tie with Scotty sitting at 2 points.
Matt, Corey, and myself all tied as we head to question number eight.
According to Uber Facts, the top 1% of bands and artists earn about 75% of all revenue from recording music.
False.
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 I'll say false. I'm not taking a stand. I'm not taking a stand here.
It's true.
No! Oh, I knew it. I knew it. That wasn't the hill I wanted to die on, though.
That's surprising.
Whew! All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take the break here. We have two questions to go. Corey, Matt, and myself, we're all tied. It is Mike Lyon. Scott's just watching from afar.
It's biased.
Do you want to walk out on us too?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. I'll take a break. Jake Seeley joined the program. He'll watch the last two questions. Is Mike Lyon? Can someone take down Matt Modica today? We'll find out in just a moment. Corey, what's coming up next on the Frenzy?
Coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, we get ready for you. We are Friday, getting you ready for the upcoming weekend. We'll talk some DFS with Mike Rathburn. So good times coming on the Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Michael Rathburn, as he does every Friday, will join the program. Very excited to hear from Rath, make some DFS picks. So that'll be good stuff. So that comes your way. Coming up in just about 10 minutes from now on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. When we return, Mike Florio will remain here. Myself, Matt Modica, Corey Parson. We try to win. He's my lion. Well, Scott cheers us on. We'll do it next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Five of the program. This is Mike Lyon. We'll hear from Jake Seeley here in a moment. Jakey, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just going through my teams to see if I faced Antonio Brown last night.
Well, best of luck to you, my friend. Is Mike Lyon continues? We have a three-way tie for first. Scotty's got just a couple of points, so he's just playing for fun at this point.
Yep.
Participation trophy for the king. Question number 9. Hit the music. Let's do it, Mike Florio. Goes to Scott Angle, number 1.
Amari Cooper has more receiving yards this year than Michael Crabtree.
False.
Oh, man, this is a good one right here. False.
True.
This is true.
What's the numbers?
462 for Amari Cooper, 451 for Michael Crabtree.
Wow, 11 yards.
Yeah, like most drops of that one game.
There you go. Matt and I are tied up 1 on Corey. One question to go. Question number 10.
Since week 7, Evan Ingram leads all tight ends in points and PPR scoring.
Since week 7, you said?
Yes. They've all been since week 7 over the last month.
Yep.
False.
Oh, God, he answered real quick.
True.
It's false. 3 tight ends have more points than him in that span.
Corey needs this one.
And what kind of scoring?
PPR.
Jimmy Graham.
He is number 1.
There it is! Corey, a monster answer right there. It ties up Matt and myself. Matt, or will I get... Oh, boy. All right. PBR scoring.
You took one of them, so...
So, hopefully the other one you get... Hopefully I get the other one you chose. You know what's crazy? I want to just...
Thinking of too.
I want to just say screw it and just go with my guy. I'm going to do it. Whatever. My guy, Jack Doyle.
He is number 3.
Matt... If Matt does not get this, we go around again, but I am a spot right here, baby. Come on!
Vernon Davis.
Oh, that's good.
Incorrect.
We go around one more time. If Corey gets this, we go to overtime, he and I.
How many tight ends left now?
One more to go.
One.
But if he gets it, he's the last one.
Don't do it, Corey.
Come out and win it so you can stop your little baby crying.
Travis Kelce.
Correct.
Wow! And with that, Matt Modica has been eliminated. We will have a new champion. Bonus question number 1.
Greg Zuerlein leads all kickers in fantasy points per game.
True.
I would have said false, but the per game.
This is true.
You would have lost. All right.
I thought he was trying to be tricky there.
Bonus question number two.
Tricky.
Outside of the Jaguars, the Ravens are the top scoring DST this season.
It was outside the Jaguars. The Ravens are the top scoring defense and special teams in the season. It is on you, Corey.
False.
I will also say false.
I would say true.
It is false. One defense has more.
Oh boy. Oh God.
Who you go
first? No, you go first.
Why are you going?
That's the order.
All right. Let's make sure.
We'll go back.
You should walk first, I guess, right?
I want to say that this team is the Carolina Panthers.
Incorrect.
Oh my God. I will say the top team.
The Panthers are 10.
10, that's terrible. I will say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Incorrect. They're even lower than the Panthers.
We'll think about it. We'll do it with one guess on the frenzy. Road Rashmers is done. From Matt Modica, Scott Engel, Corey Parson, my name is Greg Sussman. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Good luck in week 11. Bye-bye.